This episode of Film Sack is brought to you by Audible.com. At Audible.com, you get amazing books. It's all stuff you can take with you and listen to. It's how it works. To get a free 30-day trial, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack today.
All right, TNT, for the millionth time, listen up. Since 9/11, we've gone high-tech over the water so the dope runners have gone low. Our source says the biggest shipment of X on record is coming in tonight, and we want to know who's behind it. Hopefully in a few hours, we'll have our answer.
Black Flag!
They can't hear you because they're still shouting at you. This is Film Sack. Oh, sure.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Film Sack. This is Film Sack, mining the very depths of mill entertainment. I can't get these right. Since For All Mankind, episode 274. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm joined today by Brian. He always puckers up my butthole, Dunaway.
Oh, hi, guys. give me just a second. I'm finishing up Bad Boys 2. Man, I can't believe this movie is 2 hours long. Dude, what a ride. Wait, Cuba? Why are they in Cuba? Is this a post-roll scene? Where are the f***ing credits? I've already given you 2 hours of my life, Michael Bay. Roll the stinking credits, you intention whore.
Wow. He's an intention whore?
Yeah. Intention whore.
All right.
Dunaway was angry.
He was.
It's understandable.
This whole movie was angry. This movie just, all it did was yell at me for 2 hours, two and a half hours.
It was an angry film. I don't know. I'm excited now to hear what everyone thought. Also with us, Randy, beachfront house on a cop salary, Jordan.
Aloha, Scott, Brian.
Randy.
We were warned about this.
I didn't get a warning.
Yeah, you were peeing. Randy said he would go away for a second when he started talking about his thing. We're supposed to just let it happen.
We're supposed to. Sack just got real.
Nicely done, Brian. Shoot your money, Ibbot.
It's Bad Boys. Yeah, a bunch of nice collection of TV tropes in this film. I got completely thrown off by Randy. You know, you got all of your basic TV tropes. You've got somebody accidentally takes drugs and acts silly while everybody tries to figure out what's going on, and then you got a scene where they hear conversations between two men, and of course they have to assume it's gay, a la, you know, Mr. Furley. Some of the ones they omitted from the movie, there's a scene where Martin Lawrence overloads the clothes washer and suds get everywhere. There's a scene where Joey Pantoliano schedules a wedding right next to a swimming pool, and you can guess what happens next. And then there's another one where Will Smith accidentally schedules two dates for the same night at the same restaurant and has to run back and forth between each table.
Oh, man.
Wow, that was...
That was then, one of your best, dude.
Yes, all you needed to do was finish with woosah.
Yeah, woosah.
Woosah.
We'll probably have mentioned that again later. Okay. It is the movie Bad Boys 2. It is a sequel to Bad Boys 1. It is a Michael Bay piece of thing. It is got your Martin Lawrence and your Will Smith and your Gabrielle Union in it. And Joey Pants, of course, you mentioned earlier. Scott Fletcher has more.
Bad Boys 2. In this hyperkinetic sequel, Miami narcotics cops Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett re-team to investigate Cuban drug lord Johnny Tilapia and his ties to the influx of ecstasy. Meanwhile, Marcus's sister and Mike's lover have been kidnapped by Tilapia.
He knew he was saying that wrong.
Tilapia? On purpose.
Also, when he gets kind of slow like that, I've known Fletcher long enough to know what he's doing. He is so annoyed with that copy, and it is so like banal and dumb and terrible that he's just getting through it. Like you can just hear him trudging toward the end, and I love it. Yeah. Always let your emotions hang out on your sleeve there, Scott Fletcher.
Joey.
Yeah. Okay. So before we go any deeper than this, I don't want to freak anyone out.
Oh, no.
but I kind of enjoyed Bad Boys 2.
Oh, yeah, that's it goes without saying. I mean,
does it though? Because
I don't
here's,
think it goes without saying.
It's longer.
I think it's like this.
Listen,
it's longer than
it should be. I will throw that out there. I want to make that very clear. That one qualifier, there was a lot you could edit it out of this. It had three endings. You could have stuck with one or two.
Right.
That being overloaded and saying all of that, I'm a big sucker for non-Transformer Michael Bay movies. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I like them loud, proud, exhaustively violent. I like crazy car chases and crashes, and there are tons in this. Top shelf stuff, in my opinion.
And this is why we keep watching them. You know, like The Island had no reason to exist, but we watched it and we had fun.
It's a great time. Now this is just
more fun with that than I did with this though.
Okay, now so I want to throw it over to you because you maybe pre-show had the most to say about, you know, brew a hot pot of coffee. You're gonna be here a while. Like you really don't like how long this thing is. So where do you stand on Bad Boys 2?
I felt like it was the most excruciating. It started out fun. I was like, all right, this is kind of fun. Well, all right, this chase scene, I guess they're dropping cars. All right, still going. Oh, okay, I guess, well, nope, still dropping cars and still, okay, that's pretty much the same joke. But, okay, all right, this is getting old. Come on, just catch the guy or something already. Okay, chase is over. Oh, my God, now they're doing the same damn thing with cadavers.
Right.
Oh, they did. I forgot they'd done the cadavers.
It's pretty, you know, it's a long movie when they finally cycle back around to parody the first half of the movie in the second half.
Yeah,
well, he does
did.
A lot of the same things twice. And I thought maybe it was an artistic expressionism because he busts the pool up twice. Mm-hmm. He does the same kind of. I thought maybe he was trying to say something. Bad Boys 2 requires double the scenes.
Two times. Yeah.
No.
He's hoping that it's so long people have forgotten about the first time they saw it.
But that no, I think that is an artistic choice. And the one that really got to me was his old mama's house. They go. It's like falling apart. It's got rats in it. This is in Miami. They go to old mama's house, and they basically defile it. They don't blow it up so much as just kind of defile the place. Their presence, knowing that it's there, so forth. That's why they have to go to Cuba, because the operation moves to another mansion. And then they do the same thing. They find it, they go in, they blow it up. Not only do they blow up the place in Cuba, they blow it up twice. I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
But they blow it up twice. They blow it up, and then there's parts of it that still remain. they blow it up again. This is consistent throughout this movie. There are pairs of things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I honestly swear to God, I thought, all right, this must be another building they're blowing up.
Same building. Blow it up again. Why not? Probably maybe some of the same footage, different angles or something. I don't know.
That's, like the first movie has a pretty famous scene where Will Smith is outside a doorway with a gun. This one puts him outside two doorways, pointing into both of them with two guns.
Two guns.
Like,
everything's doubled
up. The whole movie is chock full of that.
And then the carousel shot, I think that was an amazing shot, though.
That, it was kind of cool. This camera spinned a lot. I think you're supposed to make a drinking game out of
Michael
that.
Michael Bay is typically, he rarely keeps the camera's usually panning.
The camera never holds still. That is his primary thing. And I'll bet I know one guy who hates this movie or would hate it. And his name is Daryl Skeels because the shaky cam.
Yeah.
Now, all that said, I think he is a very interesting director. And I think I still say The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery is one of my favorite action movies ever. Maybe my favorite. I love that movie. And it's got a lot of these same things in it. The problem with this movie, if it has a problem for me, isn't what's happening technically. It felt like, you know, the movie Crank with
Jason Statham
in it.
Jason Statham.
This felt like Crank to me, where it's just go, constant, go. What crazy thing can we show one after the other? And they're really pulling out all the stops when it comes to stunt work and car stuff. I mean, it's really some of the best you'll ever see. It's really, really good. It's frenetic and it's crazy. But the story and the characters, everyone's just a little mean-spirited for my taste. So maybe that's my biggest complaint is while I had fun with the movie, at the end of it all, everyone's just kind of a dick. Like everyone's, even Will Smith, who is always usually sort of infinitely charming.
Even Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, she's kind
of
a dick.
They don't even let her be just kind of cool and everything.
Sweet, yeah, no.
The only person that they really portray as totally normal is Martin Lawrence's wife.
Yeah, and she's barely in it.
I don't know. Peter Stormare was pretty straight up. I thought he was pretty genuine.
But this is the thing. Yeah. And it goes to my point. When your most sympathetic character is played by Joey Pants,
Yes. Right.
What the hell are you doing? Like, literally, he is supposed to be the most abrasive dude in any movie you ever make. And he's the one you're like, I kind of rooted for her in him the whole time. Like, you know what? Yeah. You should have people take shoes off before they come in your office. Mm-hmm. You should chill out and try to find some zen in your life, because these two chuckleheads are ruining everything for you. Like, but there's a freneticness to it that the fun of that is just dampened a bit by everyone being a real penis all the time.
Right. Except he would say the word, because there's a lot of,
oh, this movie is, yeah, they're, you know, not afraid.
The F-bomb was used a lot, and that was usually how we decided, okay, if you have this number of F-bombs, then you're rated R, and regardless of anything else. Now, this one dropped the P-word a lot.
Yeah, which P-word?
The one that refers to a woman's privates.
Oh, the vagina vernacular. Got it.
Right, right. And so that one got dropped a lot, and I was like, did this set a new standard for how many of those you can drop before you hit R?
Probably. Well, I don't think it set any standard. It was all in the vein of
this movie set no standard.
No. And it was, and I felt like some of the, like them interrogating that kid at the doorstep, the 15-year-old date.
That was fun.
It was okay, but it was pretty mean. Like
it was, but I enjoyed it.
Not only was it mean, Scott, it was clearly ad-libbed. There were clearly a bunch of stuff that hit the cutting room floor where these two were just told, make some jokes.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves. Mm-hmm. And we're going to film you guys. You know what? They had a choice to bring the most mean jokes to the forefront in this movie.
And they did.
I could have watched more of that scene, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really? It kind of took me out of it.
Sid driving down the road with her door off, which, by the way, I can't stand. It bothers me to see people drive cars when you realize they're just sitting in there. It's weird.
It's like Wonder Woman in the Invisible Jet.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. And then her white pantsuit was like, it was like, no.
But to Ibbitt's point about repeating things, this one's almost impossible not to mention. And maybe it was so much that now we've just forgotten how bad it was. But anytime there was a vehicle, whether it was a helicopter, a car, a boat, a sports car, whatever, they repeat the exact same scene, which is Will Smith is crazy behind the wheel and Martin Lawrence is freaked out the entire time about how crazy Will Smith is behind the wheel.
Right.
That got old after the second time. First time I thought, all right, well, he's dodging cars. This is kind of fun. And he's freaking out. And, you know, a lot of people do that in their movies. But they did that like 6 times.
Yeah.
The movie ended with them doing it in a final Humvee scene. Through the middle of killing untold Cubans. I mean, there's no way that didn't murder 1,000 Cuban families. Like, it is just insane. So when you accept the movie on those, when you accept the movie as just being insane and not in the realm of reality at all, I kind of like it. It's a big fantasy film for me. It's total dude movie in every good and bad way that connotates. It's just kind of garbage, but kind of fun garbage.
How many times did you look at your watch during the film?
Okay, that part, I probably
Who has time to look at your watch?
Probably 3 times. Because the worst part for me is I have to capture a bunch of clips, right. And as it takes longer
to watch one of these.
Well, not only longer, you probably throw an extra 25 minutes or something if you had to add it all up. But oh my gosh, I sat there for 3 hours in front of that movie now that I think about it. But anyway, if I hit pause to get a clip or whatever, I have to look at the timeline. Mm-hmm. I'm forced to see, we're only 30 minutes in. It says 2 hours and 10 minutes left. Holy shite.
How daunting.
Like, it's really long. I don't know why it's so long. It didn't need to be.
Well, it's because repeating itself, like Brian Ibbitt.
Yeah, well, because you do everything twice, but also because you can tell, man, Michael Bay and the producers of this film love their babies. They thought up a funny bit. They've got a funny bit they're going to do with the rats, and these guys are going to be pest controllers, and they're going to get that in the film. That, like, I realize anybody watching this film could point at that scene and say, cut that shit. That doesn't need to be in this movie. But you know what? They could have just made it shorter. They give you a full 14 minutes of that joke. They could have they could have cut it down to 5, and it would have been maybe funnier, in my opinion.
Could have used more of that Theon Greyjoy-looking Michael Shannon.
with long hair.
Yeah, they should have used him more. He was great.
Yeah.
In fact, when I saw him, when I first saw him, I went, oh, it's Theon Greyjoy. And I went, no, he'd be like a kid in 2003.
Would have been like 8.
Yeah.
If that.
And then I went, that's Zod. That's Michael Shannon. And then I showed up later and I thought, oh, sweet. He's going to be like, I don't know, like this foil through the movie, and they way underused that guy.
Yes, talking about right. underusing
the trunk
Henry
for
Rollins.
Two-thirds of it.
I have my rights. I mean, like, I love that guy. That's a guy I want to see more of, and he didn't do it. So
but there's another joke. Totally unnecessary. The whole character could have been removed from the film. All the things they did with him were completely meaningless to the outcome.
I'm trying to think. What did he do? He didn't do anything. What did he do?
Why would you have... But I don't understand.
He sat in the trunk for two-thirds of the movie.
He was a funny joke. They bust him out of jail because they need information, and then it's funny because they throw him in the back of a car. Huh?
Right. They could have just gotten rid of Henry Rollins' TNT character and just put him in as the captain, because I mean he's already pissed off anyway. He's perfect.
His name was Floyd Poteet.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. That's an amazing name. Sorry, I just couldn't quite get
over
that.
He was from the first film, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. His third movie was Groundhog Day, which really weirds me out. But no, he's not in anything.
Was he the groundhog?
No, he was. She hasn't held up very well. What's her name?
Annie McDowell?
Yeah, I was just kidding. No, she's fine. Oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Gotcha. I was thinking it seriously. Ooh. I was like, what? Yeah. What? He was in
before that Kangaroo Jack, 8 Mile, Vanilla Sky, a bunch of stuff. Pearl Harbor.
Vanilla Sky.
So
watch that again.
He was Lieutenant Goosewood.
Forget long movies.
Yeah, forget. Yeah, speaking of other long Michael Bay movies. Right. But anyway, he was great, and not enough of him. So whenever it would be just, I mean, there were moments you'd be like, yeah, I remember why people just really into Will Smith right now. Like, look at him. Yeah. He's all built up now.
Awesome in this movie,
yeah,
too.
This is his height when he was looking. Yeah, he looked great.
Cool.
He was all buff and ripped, and Martin Lawrence can sometimes do it for me a little bit. He's kind of funny. But when he drinks too, by the way, 2003, that was like ecstasy height fear too. Yeah,
right. Okay, we got to come back to that. I want you to finish your statement about Martin Lawrence, but then we got to come back to all the drugs.
I will.
Talk about X, man. We got to talk about X.
I think Martin Lawrence in certain doses is kind of funny. And he's playing the right role in the movie. He's this foil to the more, you know, he's trying to settle himself down but can't get out of this crazy supernatural cop world he lives in, and I think he fits pretty well in it. So I don't really have anything bad to say about Martin Lawrence, who I otherwise really don't like in most things. I don't like him, that Big Mama deal and all that stuff.
Sure.
Black Knight.
I like Big Mama. You don't like Big Mama?
No,
come
Big
on.
Mama sucks, dude.
You don't have a heart.
Those are bad movies.
You have no heart.
Those are bad movies.
But you know this. Yes. They were playing very clear partner roles.
Clumps, yeah, whatever. It's a Clumps ripoff, is what those are.
Yeah, maybe.
I hate them.
But it's you know whatever. We're not going to argue about Clumps versus Big Mama. But the partnership dynamic was very typical. You know, as one's a family man and one's the, you know, the real loose cannon and, you know, doesn't have anything to really lose. But he has a love interest that's within his family of the family man. And, you know, there's going to be tension there. I mean, there's a lot of typical partner stuff in this movie with those characters. And I thought Martin Lawrence I liked his role.
Yeah. No, I did too. He's good in this.
He plays a really good beat down kind of person. You know, it's just like he's trying his best, but dadgummit, just, you know, my pool keeps getting ripped apart. But after the 30th time of him playing,
you know, odd couple with what's his name, it did start to get a little thin. It's just like, all right, we get it. Yeah. You guys don't.
Yeah. The two of them, I mean, they're total stereotype characters. Mm-hmm. Loose cop doesn't play by the rules.
What was the one where him and Tim Robbins were in together? And I actually really enjoyed that one.
Anything
have Zahn in it too?
or
crawl through a river of shit and come out clean on the other side.
It was like he's a carjacker. Martin Lawrence is a carjacker. Yeah. Tim Robbins just thought he caught his wife cheating on him.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Well, it's hilarious.
Is it good?
It's like one of my favorites. And the first time I saw Nothing to Lose, I think Paul Zahn.
Nothing to Lose. Yes. Yeah. That is a really good film, actually.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that.
Well, it's
Kelly Preston.
Oh, is that who that is? Kelly Preston.
I'll tell you something. I mean, we have a curse around here with FilmSack. Since we decided to do this movie months and months ago, it was announced that there's going to be a third and fourth Bad Boys movie.
Yeah.
What?
Different directors.
But you can't even get Will Smith to come out and do an Independence Day.
No. This is what's changed. Because back in the day when he was asked in like 2005, hey, where's more sequels? The producers and Bay said, look, we can't do it because he's too expensive now. We can't get him anymore. He's getting Oscar nominations. He's too big of a deal.
Yeah.
Some of that's changed, though. The shine on Will Smith's come off a little bit. It's gone off Big Willie style
you
a little
think?
Bit.
I mean, he's in that current Concussion film, which is another one of those things that he likes to do.
Well, that kind of came out of
film.
Yeah, it is, but it also was small and came out of nowhere. Like, that wasn't a big... He's not the big blockbuster draw that he was
I
for
see,
quite a while.
Oh, okay, yeah. yes.
And so what's happening is he's taking non-starring roles. So he's in the Suicide Squad movie, and he's side character kind of.
Yeah.
Like, he's not as big a deal in that. And that was, I heard about that one. What? And he's not in Independence Day, not because he didn't want to, but because he was filming that business. So I think he's primed to, like, take a cut a little bit and get,
and
you know.
I have questions. The fact that there's going to be a Bad Boys 3, they've got a release date. It's 13 months from now, so I think it's actually happening. It leads me to some questions. By the way, the director, he's the guy who directed Smokin' Aces and the A-Team remake.
It's not Bay this time.
Right. Anyway, question. The Produced big by question. Bay, though. Yeah. The first Bad Boys movie was about heroin. The second Bad Boys movie was about super ecstasy.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was super ecstasy or was it trucker ecstasy? Because it had that mud.
Yeah, the little mud flap chick on it.
Yeah, mud flap lady on it.
Yeah, what was that about? Again,
no, we got to come back to that. Hold on, I got to ask my question. What drug in 2017 will Bad Boys 3 have them worrying about?
Bath salts, meth.
I think it's meth, but meth is kind of spent.
What's the new synthetic pot stuff that's just making people go nuts?
Salvia?
Yeah, salvia.
No. Salvia?
Is that it?
Huh.
I'm now Googling.
I like the fact that it's bath salts because that's a whole Florida thing.
Yeah, no, it's big time Florida thing.
True.
I bet it's like that. Or what's that new one they're always talking about, like Chronix or Skrillex or some kind of.
That's right. They're going to be fighting EDM. That's right.
Scott just aged 20 years right there in the space of five seconds.
No, I even listen to Skrillex, but it's like that. It's like...
It's Chronix or Trill or...
Skrillex.
Fleek. I think it might be Fleek.
Snoopy, Poopy, Poop Dog. No, but it's something like that. It's some kind of Chronix or Filix or Skrippix. I don't know what it is.
I think you're thinking of sex.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's something like that. But anyway, it's the thing that makes people spaz out in the street and like flop around on the ground and stuff. Whatever that is. I don't know what that is. But anyway, it'll be something like that. And it'll be this upcoming threat. And here's my prediction. I don't think this is so much we finally are getting around to a sequel to Bad Boys. I think this is them going, guys, we let Fast and the Furious eat our lunch. We were that before they were that. Why aren't we doing more of that? And they want to take that back. They want to be the action run around, millions of cars all over the place, crashing into everything, movie.
Right. Which, you know what they need to do? Is they need to follow the lead of Expendables and say, all right, we got Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, Owen Wilson. Just have like the secondary Expendables level, B-level Expendables.
Or the more street savvy Expendables.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I'd be down with that.
Crazy Mel Gibson, you know, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover into Bad Boys 3. I love that.
I mean,
kind of coming in from another department.
Spice? Yeah. Are you thinking Spice, Scott?
Maybe.
K2?
No, Spice is... What was the one with the F?
Flacca?
Flacca, that's it.
Okay.
Flacca.
That's the one I'm thinking of. And Spice, Spice is the synthetic HTC stuff, which is real dangerous too, I guess.
Right, synthetic cannabinoids.
People say it's like, oh, it's just like pot. No.
Thankfully, the National Institute about, like, zombies kind of thing.
Yeah,
Bad Boys 3,
it's the ones that make you go crazy.
Kind of
you start picking at scabs and eating it and stuff like that. Yeah,
I've got to hand it to you. I asked a really hard question, which was what would be the drug in the third movie, and you came up with a really good answer.
Yeah, it's Flacca.
That's a really good Flacca. Yeah, that's a really.
I
good
just
answer.
Couldn't think of the name. It's not Skrillex. You know,
Gotta thank the National Institute of Drug Abuse or National Institute on Drug Abuse website because they've got an emerging trends page that says, hey, here are the hot new things everybody's talking about.
Great.
If you're an action movie director, you should have this page bookmarked.
By the way, if you're wanting to steer toward the more generic action film genre, like, and following what Expendables is doing, you can't have The Rock, Jason Statham, Vin Diesel, Tyrese Gibson, or Ludacris because they're all in another series. So it really would end up being like the B team.
Yeah, it totally
would be.
It has
to be all the buddy cops because Expendables is all the guys who did it alone.
I would love buddy cops. That'd
you know,
be great.
Stallone, Schwarzenegger,
okay.
Eddie Murphy
okay.
had to come back.
So,
Nick Nolte. Is that?
No, that's great. Yes, Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy.
Sure. Yeah, I'd see that.
Who else?
I don't know.
Eddie Murphy's kind of the loner with the Beverly Hills Cop stuff, but yeah. On 48 Hours, he was the buddy cop.
Yeah, you could go 48 Hours on that.
Jim Belushi.
I have a hard time with Bad Boys 3, including a bunch of old white dudes. One of the things about this that I like so much is that Michael Bay was directing these two individuals, these two particular people.
Yeah.
And they're never afraid, from Michael Bay all the way down, they're never afraid to make it a film that has a black perspective, that has
street edge, whatever.
Even that scene in the doorway of a mansion where they're grilling a teenage boy, you know, they're not afraid to go there and get away from how white people talk.
It's nice that Vice Cops, not since Miami, but Vice, have we seen Vice in Miami make so much freaking money. Jeez Louise.
Right. Oh, there's so much money going on in this movie with that. I love that. But Randy's right, though. I love how you can heighten the hate for the bad guys in this movie by making them racist as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you just throw a little racism into them, and next thing you know, you're like, yeah, kill him, shoot him, blow his head off, I don't care. Yeah.
Well, and that's a part of this series. Like, Fast and the Furious doesn't have that, you know? This series has that they're black cops, and they're always up against people who remind them that they're black cops.
Right.
It's funny.
Yeah.
No. it's funny.
It's a hoot. I'm fine with the idea of it's almost like, what's the comedy group that was like the criminal, not criminals of comedy. It was like a thing where it was like, Cedric the Entertainer and, they were like this alt comedy
blue collar of comedy group, like the most dangerous
something of comedy. What was it?
Oh my gosh.
I forgot. Okay, anyway.
So the original Kings of Comedy.
The original Kings of Comedy.
That's it.
Was so fun watching the whitest man. Yeah,
it really is. That was Steve Harvey.
Trying to remember.
Yeah.
That was Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac, and the short one.
The short one.
What was his name?
Really good.
Oh, he was just in a movie. Come
Kevin,
on.
Kevin
Hart.
That's it.
Kevin Hart.
The short one.
That's not the original.
That's the short one.
No.
Well, he is a short
one.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
Was he? I don't know. but I'm not even thinking of that group. There was a more hard-edged, sweary, super subculture.
D.L. Hughley was
D.L. Hughley.
Oh, yeah. Hughley, yeah. But who's the other group I'm thinking of? They were just, it was all about just sex and swearing and just, they were real blue. And I don't remember the name. And it wasn't those guys. It was something else. Anyway, point is, make an action movie version of that that's Expendables, but with some street cred, you know?
Right, with
some of these guys, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Go ahead and make Jason Statham in both of them somehow, but put I don't know. Who else is there? Maybe there aren't enough.
There's not enough.
Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Those two.
I think those would be fantastic.
Yeah, put them in there.
All I want right now is a web series where Kevin Hart and Ice Cube ride around in the back of white people's cars. I would like to thank Conan O'Brien for bringing that into our universe. That was the funniest thing.
That was fun.
Yeah. What movie are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're Bad Boys 2. In an effort to forget about what we've done, it's not that bad. At the time this thing was made, or at the time it was posted on IMDb anyway, this was the last film to be directed with Michael Bay and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, which I brought up. I went to try to confirm that. I can't find anything they've done together since. I don't want to start any rumors, but I bet they fought and don't like each other. Something like that's going on. Because why would you end that epic run of constant hits with each other?
I think just two big egos. I mean, it's going to happen.
One's 50 and the other one's 72. Maybe there was a thing there where Bruckheimer's I don't want to.
Maybe they're just done. I'm getting too old for this crap.
He says that the reason he wanted to make this rated R, and boy, did they. Was he was tired of having to work within the confines of PG-13. So I went to look at some of his recent films before this. None of them were PG-13. I don't know what he's talking about.
The idea of it.
The IMDb
can't
is,
work like this anymore.
Yeah, I can't work under these confines. What confines? None. Anyway, 51 people died. That's the only other trivia I have is 51, not actual people, but
characters
died in this movie.
Michael Bay's,
a lot.
Yeah.
Michael Bay's
some of them of old age.
Nice.
Ibbot wins. Ibbot wins.
Why does Michael Bay look like the Fonz in his IMDb photo?
He is the Fonz of his IMDb photo.
What did he look like in his cameo in this movie? He's wearing an Aloha shirt and driving a crappy little car.
Oh, I missed it.
Does he do that?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed. What scene was it?
Okay, so Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are running around trying to commandeer a car. They end up commandeering a car that's on a test drive for Dan Marino.
Is that who it is?
But there's this crappy little car being driven by Michael Bay.
Oh, it's the one they don't take. Like, no, we're not taking that car. Right.
And that was him in there?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I missed that. I saw the Marino stuff, but I was blinded by his presence and didn't notice.
Right.
By the way, it seems like a good trope moment, actually. If you make... If you make a movie and it was somewhere between 1985 and let's say 2003 or four, and you were setting it in Miami, Dan Marino's always ready if you need to get him in there.
I loved him in Pet Detective. That was so good.
He's in all that stuff all the time. He'll show up as an extra in your Miami movie, your Miami based entertainment.
What else you got going on?
I have nothing really. Right,
you know, I can't say Miami without saying Miami when Miami. Will Smith is involved.
Song. Yeah. Well, plus that girl on Burn Notice always said Miami, drove me crazy. Miami. Yeah.
If you want to get a great example of someone who, in a picture, looks like what? Are you gonna take a picture? Go to Dan Marino's IMDb page. His photo on IMDb really genuinely looks like the picture was snapped as he was realizing that there was a camera in his presence.
You're not wrong.
Weirdest thing.
You're not wrong. Okay, what else? Oh, rats don't have sex like that, and it ruined the movie for me.
Didn't make me laugh, just bugged me.
It was like, come on, guys.
It made me laugh. I'm not going to lie.
They were little puppets.
They're doing it like we do it.
Yeah, they were little puppet mice.
That made me want to go. That was one of those things where it's like, man, that makes me want to go Google that to see how rats really do it because I wasn't sure.
Really?
Yeah. They do it like us. I'm like, is that right?
No, it isn't. It isn't like us at all. That was so stupid. Stupid. A waste of time.
Oh,
it's almost
sure.
like
if Rizzo does it on the Muppets, you're okay with it.
I'd be fine with that. That's kind of funny. And Rizzo, better Muppet than those things. Those were terrible little rat Muppets.
Right.
The way they move, it's just terrible.
Popsicle stick rats. Basically.
That was bad. That was like, who drank? Everyone was drunk on the set that day. Right. Martin Lawrence said, wouldn't it be funny if, and then they went and made rats doing it.
Right. Because it wasn't important to the film. It wasn't even funny. Done.
It was dumb.
I'm sending you a picture of how rats do it. An illustrative picture.
Okay. Send it over. I want to see. Do you really have such a thing?
Yeah, there's some Google illustrations. Hold on a second.
Google illustrations diagrams.
I'm laughing too much to post it. Hold on a second. I'm jiggling. Hold on a second.
You are jiggling. I can tell from here.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I just did the Google. It's the second result on the Google image results there. That just makes me laugh.
Okay. Wait. I can't find.
Oh.
My monitor went nuts. Hold on. There we go.
Okay. Your monitor went nuts.
I'm looking. Oh my gosh. Nice that link is huge.
I told you. Why do you think I was laughing?
Wow, this is like the Rat Kama Sutra we're looking at here.
Right.
Yeah, they don't.
Oh, my God.
But they don't. Oh, my
no,
God.
Charles,
this guy's doing different rat positions.
No,
this is some fan fiction science.
Some fan fiction.
There's no way.
I believe the second illustration is correct. I don't believe that the first, third, or fourth
I guarantee it. In fact, I think the photos of the rats are the accurate ones. Not this weird thing where someone's
Here's a whole set of them. I'm sending you the link.
I'm not even sure those are rats.
I know, right? They look more like meerkats or weasels or something.
I do like the commentary in the third one or the fourth one though. Let's
see. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's accurate.
Oh my God. I didn't mean to derail the show.
Ah,
I apologize.
Is he allowed to? Oh my gosh, is that really what it says? I can't read that. I'd read it if I thought
no,
I could.
Yeah,
I can't.
No. These are weasels, by the way.
Yeah. Or are they okay?
There's a big subculture of weasel fan.
Erotic fiction. The thing on the internet.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
By the
That's
way,
page
I Google searched
page
I Google,
of these
I,
things.
I Google searched for if you're curious and you're listening, I'm sure you are by now. I Googled how do rats mate.
Oh, great. Right?
Yeah, you did.
And then don't.
Oh,
but if you do,
this guy's copy of CorelDRAW. Jeez.
CorelDRAW 9.
Oh my God.
All right.
Bad Boys 2, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were. Yeah, we totally
and
were.
It was long. And I want to ask you guys, can you name any movies before this that you think of that are unnecessarily long by 30 minutes or more?
Dune.
Unnecessarily long. I think Dune has to be long to pack all the story.
Well, it does if it's done well, but that was not done well, so it felt wrong use of time.
Literally felt like they could have called the last 30 minutes Bad Boys 3. I mean,
yeah, it was a new movie.
Right. Yeah. They went totally to a new movie.
Yeah, it could have been like a downloadable extra on YouTube or something if it was made today. I would probably say of the movies we've seen, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
all 200.
No, just any movie. Something? Just what movie that any you movie remember is unnecessarily long by 30 minutes or more?
The
third Lord of the Rings movie.
For me, the middle one, the Two Towers extended edition is way too freaking long.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
Good answer.
Good answer.
I sleep in that.
There were two movies that came to mind for me. One is Meet Joe Black, which I love, but it's 3 hours long.
Is that Brad Pitt and
Pitt and Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if you take a nap during Act Two, it's not too bad.
Is that where? Wait a minute. Is that the one where Anthony Hopkins eats people and Brad Pitt finds a box with his wife's head in it?
No.
Okay. I must have mixed those up.
Fava beans.
And then the other 3 hour plus long movie that I don't understand why it's so long is Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Oh yeah, that one's that one's three movies basically.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem is that they've got to have the ship movie, then they've got to have the island movie, and then they've got to have the New York movie.
Mm-hmm. It's three movies, and I had to pee so bad in the movie theater in that movie. That's the biggest pee I ever had to take.
didn't use the run pee app.
Yeah, you know what, Peter Jackson, your movies are too long, buddy. I'm just gonna say, Peter Jackson, your movies are too long. I'm just gonna say that.
If you haven't watched Transformers: Age of Extinction, don't.
No, haven't.
I have.
It's also 3 hours long.
It is long.
What? Yeah. It's that long?
Yep.
How did get approved?
I don't know.
Who at Hasbro or at Universal or whoever, who there went, hey, Michael Bay, sure glad you got this in at 3 hours. We're not going to cut that at all for general audiences. That's ridiculous.
Right. I'm mad to movie theater houses get when you send them a 3 hour film.
I don't know. Maybe they think it's good because you'll drink more pop and get more popcorn.
Maybe.
I don't know. Although we get free refills, so I don't know why that
would. We don't anymore. My stupid movie theater, it took away our tub size. I'm like, why'd you take away our tub size? Why'd you take away my tub size? It was 25 cents more. You know, it's like, do you want a small itty bitty the size of a 8 ounce cup for $6 or you want the tub for $6.50? I'm like, tub.
Thank you.
Yeah,
always get the tub.
Like, you get a free refill as I'm walking out the door.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they told me. They said you get one free refill. And I'm like, first of all, you're not going to know that. I'm going to send different people back up to get my refills. Secondly,
I got three mustaches right here. I can do
it. It's freaking popcorn. Even if you give me a whole bag of popcorn, it couldn't cost you more than a nickel.
Right. Yeah, on that, they put a mark on the bottom of the tub when you get your refill.
They don't have tubs anymore. Didn't you hear me?
They put a mark on the bottom of the bag.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
They put a little sticker on it. They do something.
Ours are unlimited. You can go back as often as you want at ours. I don't know why that is, but you can just keep going back.
Recently, our theater changed hands, and some place in California now owns it.
Oh
damn, California.
We don't like that here in the South. No. We're like, we don't want your California rules. We want a tub.
Yankee douchebags.
Keep your damn hands off my tub of popcorn.
That's exactly right. Well, because this movie was long, I also would like to say that I think the clips are long. So if you guys would like, we can dive directly into those unless you have something else you'd like to say about the epic masterpiece that is Bad Boys 2. Gabrielle Union, she's a cutie. She's okay. I like her. Whatever. She's good. I just don't know what's she doing now. What's she up to? She got things?
I'm sure she's got things.
TV.
She's,
probably a lot of TV.
Yeah, indie movie darling. She does a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then my other note is Mr. Furley was in a TV store once, but I kind of used that for my...
Oh. Oh, nice.
Really? Well, I wrote down Will Smith do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll. Oh, yeah. He did do a barrel roll. That was all right. Did you write down anything like... let's see. I wrote this here. I said, great place for dope, big metal coffins.
yeah, I thought so too. That was weird. And I also wrote down worst therapist ever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Best therapist.
Or best therapist ever.
I then wrote down the corpses are really gross.
Right.
And then I wrote, Ebert sure hated that 15-year-old scene. I don't know why. Because Ebert specifically in his review of this movie, I went and read it. Hated the kid getting picked on scene. Them.
You know what? That didn't bother as much as the trope of the cops busting up the occasional informant small business front.
Yeah,
I always feel bad for the small businessman who's just trying to get ahead.
Yeah.
And the cops come in and
that's pretty bad.
And can we finish unpacking the drug thing?
Yeah.
It grinds my gears that you take a drug like ecstasy, which is nothing like portrayed in any movie ever, and make it the worst drug on the planet, worth blowing up the world to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it just drives me crazy. Ecstasy is barely a thing among now. Illegal drugs. And right. So what they said early on in the film is that they'd done some special thing to this ecstasy to make it into super ecstasy. You know, it's going to blow your mind off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It just drove me freaking crazy. Why? Why do this?
Yeah.
Why not just use something else that makes sense?
Well, it was good. I mean, in 2003, we were over with crack had kind of come and gone. In terms of the pop culture stuff. So I don't know what we in 2003
what was
the deal?
We were scared of ecstasy, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, I think it made it into the movie because that was the drug of scare at the time.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it all the time. Our kids are getting ecstasy and they're losing it and they're having seizures. Like that guy that died at the club. In Peter Stormare's club, I can't believe this guy's dying here.
Dump him in the alley.
I love that guy.
I do too.
Gosh, he's so much fun to watch. I love it.
Our friend of TMS, Andreas Ekberg's mom, knows Peter Stormare's mom in Sweden.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
What does she think of his vast career in character acting?
I don't know. We should ask.
He's okay. He is he's a nice boy. I like my boy. My boy, Peter.
Storm air. That's right.
We're the storm airs. Did you like the scene when he was back there in the chipper then?
Anyway. Right. Did you guys have trouble? And I'm just curious. Was there any trouble with anybody's minds with dealing with a dead lady with big boobs? Did you?
No, because I knew she was alive and
balanced that in
was,
your head.
That was probably fun for Lawrence.
Right.
That he enjoyed it because that was a lady with a little bit of paint to make her look cold and dead, but really wasn't. So she seemed awfully, what's the word?
Cold.
Mobile for
mobile,
a.
Yeah. Fluid. She was very.
Very fluid for a dead person. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. The rigor of the mortis hadn't quite set in.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are fake, so that doesn't happen to those.
That's true. Yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
Unless you want to have the whole, were they fake boobies?
Well, no, I don't want to have that argument, but I will have the argument as to whether it was a dumb scene. It was useless. Right. Like, I don't care if you're going to put boobs in your movie, fine. But that just seemed dumb. I was like, oh.
You're going to put boobs in your movie?
Egregious.
Yeah, it was yes, it was over the top. Like, a lot of the movie, it was like, you didn't need to have rats doing it or this. Because it didn't serve anything.
Why did this, give me a trip alert.
Oh, hold on. The demand was so fast. Okay.
Why did this movie start with Martin Lawrence getting shot in the ass?
That was totally
unnecessary.
So that they could do that joke later on in the.
I enjoyed.
Seriously, that's it.
Yeah, I have some clips about that, and that's the entire reason.
It's a horrible trope. It's very, very rarely used in comedy, right?
Yeah.
What?
Like you see it in maybe in Blazing Saddles, but like you see it in movies like Dances with Wolves or Training Day. Right, where someone gets shot in the ass.
Yeah, John Dunbar gets shot in the butt.
No, this other guy early on.
Was it? Yeah, during the war stuff. I thought it was him that got shot. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Someone got shot in the butt, and then they showed surgery on it, and it was all gross and stuff.
I guess Wedding Crashers has a shot to the ass. So
if you're going to get shot somewhere, take it in the bum. That's really the best.
Well, take it on the bum, not in the bum is my saying.
On the bum.
Yeah,
anyway,
on the bum.
But at the same time, the trope I was going for was fastest recovery ever.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wow, he recovered from getting shot in the ass fast.
Well, he had a lot of time in that pool. And
the next day.
Yeah, the next day. And then the very next day went on to do some things that you could never do with an injury like that. Yeah, it's all fantasy, dude. That's the thing about this movie is there's no way you can ever, ever look at it and go, yeah, like real cops. Like, there's no way.
A cop can afford to drive a Porsche.
Like, a cop can do anything anybody did, ever.
By the way, does a Porsche have a stupid horn like that? I'm just curious. That was a really
That's an aftermarket.
Horn.
That's third party.
Okay.
It's third party. Listen to you, Brian. You're like one of those websites.
I just can't not say it's Porsche.
Oh, I'm sorry. Porsche. There you go. You feel better now?
Touché.
I can't afford one. I ain't going to say it.
That's right. Hey, everybody. Scott here. Just going to take a minute out of the proceedings and talk to you about our friends at Audible.com. Audible.com. It's the place to go to get your audio book on, yo. From many, many, many sources of audiobook entertainment will you find happiness at audible.com. Does that make any sense? Doesn't need to. Let me tell you what it does do for you, or what does make sense. How about that? Any book you want, any genre you want, you can go get it. Best yet, you can get a 30-day trial absolutely for free. Also comes with a free book, by the way. Free trial, 30 days long. On over 180,000 titles across all types of literature at audiblepodcast.com/filmsack. That's how you get that 30 days. Like the new Harry Potter books. Well, they're not new. They're old. But did you know that they now, all of them in the audio format, are available now at Audible? They weren't for a while, but now they are. Here's a clip. Check it out.
Dudley Demented. The hottest day of the summer so far was drawing to a close, and a drowsy silence lay over the large square houses of Privet Drive.
Oh man, that's the beginning right there. You remember that. Jim Dale doing what he does best. I want you guys to get that or anything else you want for free. Mostly I want you to get a 30-day trial. A 30-day free trial. Simply go to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack. Do it today. That's audiblepodcast.com/filmsack. All right, I'm gonna play clips now. This is Will Smith.
Blue Power, mother is Miami PD.
Oh damn, it's the Negros.
That part made me laugh. That part made me laugh. Just Martin Lawrence doing what Martin Lawrence does.
Yeah, doing Martin Lawrence.
Busting Zod over there and his friends who apparently are right there in broad space doing a big KKK rally, which you can't really do in 2003 in that
Zod
part
was
of Miami.
Trope, too, right? Because he came back, right?
Oh, yeah. And he, yes. That's when I thought he looked like Theon Greyjoy.
Right.
Here's a funny line, I thought.
Or B, you can keep acting all Brody and I'm gonna go ahead and plant one in your chest.
Or C, you know, take the time to talk a minute. You know, de-escalate the situation.
Acting all kind of Brody.
Mm. Yes.
Is that a thing to say?
Yeah, it is.
What's Brody?
Brody, man.
When I was a kid, Brody's meant you take your car in the parking lot at the mall when it was closed and there was snow on the ground and you would do Brody's.
Oh, really? Those are like donuts or cookies?
We'd also call them donuts here, but Brody's, like, dude, we need to go spin some Brody's, man. That's what they'd say all the time.
Brody's the thing. It's the thing.
All right. You'd heard it. You've heard it before. All right. Sure. You live closer to the America's Wang than any of us right now.
True story. True story.
Here's Martin Lawrence screaming. That's when he got shot in the
first,
butt.
I think that was the first slow motion we got in this movie, but it might have been the second.
I thought the very first was Will Smith coming out of that KKK thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. Right when he threw off the
John Woo style
and cloak.
Yeah,
that was one. Again, you get tired of it, but really pretty shots.
Oh, like, no, they're beautiful. He's really good at this stuff. Although there are times where you wish Michael Bay was cameoing in his little car. That he was, as he's driving by, just pop his head out and go, thanks, John Woo!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I took your stuff. I'll see you later.
Please forgive me.
all right. Have we ever said what our favorite Michael Bay movies are? I realize that's a loaded question given some people's dislike for what he does.
Just deja vu.
We may have. Times. Okay, well, for me, it's all about The Rock. It's all about The Rock and nothing else matters.
Well, Armageddon for me.
Armageddon's good.
Yeah, so same for me. Armageddon just because of the score. And by the way, Trevor Rabin, this movie, sounded just exactly like Armageddon.
Oh, all their movies do. Yeah, they all sound the same. All that Bruckheimer business. Like, I pretty much think that we've been fooled and duped into all listening to the Crimson Tide soundtrack over and over and over again. It's just all the same. We just didn't know it. All right, here's, I don't know what this is.
Yo, Mike, why don't you just give it a little kiss, man, you know, so you feel better.
Hey, just pretend like we're not even here, man.
Isn't Ricky Martin having a concert?
You always gotta go racial, man.
It's sad, man.
You should say that about that movie. The movie's always gotta go racial.
Right. You went homophobic before he went racial.
Also, I'll say Ricky Martin, 2003. I'm trying to think where we'd be with Ricky Martin.
Oh my gosh, that was a highlight of his career.
I think
right?
that was before was, we. Yeah. I think that's before we knew he was gay.
He's right in the middle of his Vita Loca. Oh yeah, good point. Yeah.
Right in the middle of his Vita Loca.
Wow.
Sir, there's a hair in my Vita Loca.
Hey, do you know that Ricky Martin is marrying Perez?
No.
What? True story. Yeah.
What? Wait, what Perez?
It says right here in the latest news, what? Ricky Martin is marrying Perez.
Shut up.
It's 1 hour ago.
You're talking about the Perez guy that runs the blog.
That's what it's saying Perez here.
Why would that that's guy's a douche? Says. He's a douche. He's all up in your face and a total jerk. Like he's not. He's. I'm not talking about whether he's gay or not. Who cares? He's rude. He's like a total turd.
He's just rude.
I think the fact that this is posted on PerezHilton.com probably
validates. Yes, it's totally. Yes.
Or invalidates it.
Invalidates.
Validates it. All right, this is why they shot him in the bum for this joke.
It hit the meat. It ain't nowhere near the hole.
Gabriel Union on my side. Doesn't make it true.
Yeah, that's true. Here it's about the meat in the hole.
It hit the meat. It ain't nowhere near the hole.
Okay, great. That's why they did the whole thing, man. I don't know. I have what?
It's okay.
Oh, I just like that. So I kept it.
It's okay.
We can use that anytime
it's
we need
okay.
It. Yeah. Oh, I'm having a bad day.
It's okay.
Oh, I feel better now. It's fine. Time with the doctor.
I'm angry. It's okay. I'll process my anger. I love myself. Woozah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes, you do know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I kind of like that scene.
I don't understand.
It kind of made me laugh.
Okay, it was funny.
Yeah, it was all right. Prom night at Ibbitt's house. Got some more tape. Some great. Old tape. I know, I just keep unearthing this stuff. It's really great. So this was prom night at Ibbitt's house.
A bunch of men hugging and kissing.
There you go. It's all hugging. Prom night at Ibbitt's house. There you go. Peter Stormare, he's back.
Well, Mr. Tarpey, I don't know where the heat is coming from. It's a delicate situation for both of us, isn't it?
No, I love him. He can just be in all movies all the time. He really should be in all the movies.
He really should be.
He's really great. I don't like that he's getting older, but whatever. Keep using him. He's great. Another butthole joke.
Oh, that one puckered up my butthole.
All right.
Jeez.
Oh, and Martin Lawrence liked that one right after that, too. Followed that up.
Yeah. Here's Joey Pants.
Fellas, what's the job description? Oh, you two. What is your job description? I'll tell you. TNT. Tactical Narcotic Team. Keyword, tactical.
I think tactical, or the keyword is team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you say? I don't think the tactical.
Not in that case. He wanted them to be more tactical.
I think he's pretty great tactical. In this. I think he's pretty great generally, but I think he's maybe a high point of the film. As unrealistic as he is as a sort of chief of police archetype guy, I think he's very well. Well, he acts really well. Whatever. He's Joey Pants. He's great. And here's him being funny again, right here.
I got a police commissioner so far up my ass, if he spits, it's coming out of my mouth.
I totally missed that joke.
Oh, did you? I remember that one. There was another one that he said that was far better that he said earlier. I've got so much brass up my ass, it jingles when I walk or something.
I have that.
You do? Okay.
Okay, here it is.
I have so much brass up my ass, I could be playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, that one's all right.
That one I like,
that one's all right. The spitting out of your own mouth is just gross. It's just gross.
This movie.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All right, great. Here's the great cartoon villain of this movie.
People is trying to jack my loads here in Miami.
They're trying to jack my loads.
I kind of got a kick out of him. He represents a thing in movies I kind of enjoy.
That's Mr. Tilapia, right?
Yep, Tilapia, yeah. what's this? Oh, is this Chris Farley's brother is the question, okay? I'm going to play this. You tell me if you think you hear Chris Farley in this, all right? So here you go.
Son, how did this portal crap get on my videos in my store? What the hell is going on in here?
Wow, that might be because actually, he does have a brother, and it might be him.
I wondered.
Kevin, I didn't know.
Kevin Farley. Kevin Farley, yeah. Right? Let's see, Kevin. I meant to look this up earlier and I forgot. Kevin Kevin. Come on, Scott, type. Kevin Farley. There he is. Kevin P. Farley.
Bad Boys 2.
He is in, hold on. What year was this? 2003.
He is. He's not listed.
Yeah, no. He's not here. So whoever that is.
Does a great Chris Farley.
Sounds
though.
Like it.
It's yeah. Super. And when did Chris Farley die? That was like 98?
A few years before this. Yeah.
He was 90s, right? That he died? Right.
Yes.
So listen to that one more time.
Son, how did this portal crap get on my videos in my store? What the hell is going on in here?
I'm telling you, man.
So that's the guy from Total Recall.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Oh, I don't know.
Definitely. Oh, that sounds like I'm going to get a phone call.
I'm trying to think what the...
Yeah, who was the guy from Total Recall? No, you're thinking of the black dude who's...
No, no.
Oh.
No, don't...
Oh, no, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of the Fifth Element black dude with the weird voice.
Chris Tucker?
No, the singer, okay, the rapper.
I'm going to work through this. I'm going to find this answer because this guy, he's recognizable from something.
Okay. You find that. I'm going to play the next clip while you find that.
All right, go.
A question we've all had for our parents at one point or another.
What's an erection?
Okay, great.
This movie really was full of that.
Yeah,
that joke.
Yeah, it really was.
It was all wieners and stuff.
Yeah. It was all wieners and stuff. That's my favorite quote.
It was all wieners and stuff. That.
Michael McDonough.
Oh, that name's familiar. Why do I know that?
Michael. The only thing he's listed on is Bad Boys 2, store manager.
Oh, well, he is a dead-on ringer for Chris Farley's voice.
Yeah.
All right, well, it freaked me out. Anyway, great old lady.
Johnny, what happened to Roberto?
He killed himself, mama. Se ve un tiro.
Hi.
Very sad.
Make sure I'm writing that letter to his mother.
I'll do it.
Okay, bye.
I'll do it. Okay, bye.
Loved it. No. Superman, he no here. So I made the mistake of clicking on the link at the bottom of that Michael McDonough bio page that has like people's comments about him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this guy wrote in here, Dr. Hollywood in 2004 said, when I first saw this movie and heard the voice of the manager, I knew that could only be one person. This guy, Mike, I used to work with at a department store in downtown Minneapolis. When I came back into the room because I was watching it on DVD, sure enough, that was him.
Oh, so weird.
He is an actual guy who was a manager at a department store.
Wow.
Maybe Chris Farley heard him and that was his impression. Maybe.
From the grave.
That's actually really interesting to think that they went to a store and said, we want to make a movie and we're going to run it through here. Right. And we just use you people.
And he hardly showed his face. He kind of rolled in there real hardcore and the camera jiggled everywhere like always.
Right.
So you couldn't really make out who it was. So I thought maybe it was Kevin.
And talk about top 10 scenes you could have just lost from this film and it would have made the film better.
Right.
That entire sequence in that audio-video story.
That was the Farley moment that Ibbett's referring to, though, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you got rid of that whole thing, what would have changed? Well, I'm just trying to think. Nothing.
Nothing.
What we have talked about.
They just wouldn't have gotten to do the Mr. Furley joke.
Yeah, I'm just working this out in my head. You're right. Nothing changes. Oh, my gosh. Almost all the movie is like this. There are so many things they don't need.
Yeah.
Okay, good job. We've sleuthed it out. This movie is bad. All right, next up. What do we got here? Little something I put together, it says.
Little something I put together.
I guess it's exactly what it is.
It's like a Will Smith laugh.
What do you sound like when you get squished under a train? I have the answer. Oh, man. That is just... That'll leave a mark. You'll feel it in the morning. Joey Pants.
I can't believe you guys. Do you both wake up in the morning, call each other up? Good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Mike. How you doing? All right. So, how are we going to f*** up the captain's life today?
Joey Pants is the best thing about this movie, hands down.
By far. I agree. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about characters and, you know, actual humor, he's the bomb.
And entertainment value.
And we're not just saying the white guy's the funny guy, okay? Leave your emails where they're at, okay?
I don't think anyone was saying that until you just said it.
Well, now they're thinking about it. Now they're thinking about it. You know who's thinking about it?
Ooh, look, over there. Three fat people.
There you go. That's just thinking about it. What's this? I don't know.
If I threw you out of a speeding ice truck and then ran over your head, you wouldn't be normal either.
Wow.
He's great.
Wow.
He was the Steve Buscemi of this particular Michael Bay film.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they say the film name. Ready? Here it is.
We ride together. We die together. Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life.
I ain't gonna lie. I really was convinced that Randy was gonna open with a Bad Boy song.
Bad Boy. That one? Huh.
On Twitter.
Because of last week. Martin Lawrence does?
Well, last week, Randy blew everyone, or not last week, last episode, Randy blew everyone's mind with his singing at the top of that.
That was like two episodes ago.
Well, that was
our last full episode. We had Star Wars between, but that's it.
Right.
But yeah, you.
We had Star Wars and Wing Commander.
We did. Oh.
Did we do Wing Commander?
We did. Yeah, we did. We didn't do it today either. We did it a week ago.
It's like
starting Bad Boys 2 and thinking that you did that movie already, an hour and a half in it. Mm-hmm. All right, final two clips. This one is I don't know what this is.
This is a nice fish.
No, that's that one. Okay.
Tilapia.
That's a great one out of context.
Out of context, there's so many good quotes from this.
Yeah, they're not bad. And then I wrote down a Randy moment. Now, I honestly do not remember what this is. I don't remember. So we're going to have fun together discovering why I wrote a good Randy moment on this file. So here you go.
My son is going to slice you into chorizo.
Oh, chorizo, dude.
Oh, chorizo, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, she had your pronunciation. I was impressed. Mm. That was great. Which is to say the real one, the actual pronunciation.
Well, yeah.
The quote I was expecting from the whole thing was where Martin Lawrence is yelling at his sister, and he says that was reckless, stupid, and dangerous, and then waits a minute and says, I'm telling mommy.
Yeah.
Out of context. I didn't get that one.
But maybe the big winner today.
This is a nice fish.
Probably that one right there. I'm gonna hang on to that one for a while. All right. Lawrence. That's your clips. That means this is here. It's the Film Sack Checklist. Rat sex never funny. Check. People in South Florida are still pissed at Michael Bay for a traffic jam when they filmed this in 2003. Check. I heard that from Florida people saying we're still mad about that, which is funny. Anyway, finally. Oh, okay. We get it. Will Smith drives it crazy a lot and Martin Lawrence freaks out the whole time. Check. Got it. Trek stuff. No connections. Daryl says zero. He says there's no Star Trek connections at all. I have to believe we've missed somebody. Not an actor, crew, something.
Coordinator or something.
Somebody. Somebody somewhere worked on like the 2009 Star Trek or something. But your guess is as good as mine. Perhaps we'd have to dig deeper. Soundtrack, I'd give it an MBAHAB for Michael Bay as hell and back.
Yeah, totally.
It's super Michael Bay and it's exactly what you expect and it's fine for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It fits the material, I suppose. Let's sum this thing up in 140 characters or less. Twitter still hasn't changed the rules, so we're still safe. Let's start with Randy.
Bad Boys 2, spinny camera, long lens, boogaloo. Emphasis on the word long. So long. Longer than Brian using the bathroom in the morning long. Which Brian? The long one. Donkey long. Scott's brother, Ding Long. Twitter going to 10,000 characters long.
Wow.
I was hoping you would do that.
I was hoping you'd say
yeah.
The long one. I don't want to know. I don't want to know which one's the long one.
That's just between me and Brian. Okay. We've been to Dragon Con. We shared a hotel room.
Yeah, that's right. Next up.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Speaking of which, Brian Dunaway.
Bad Boys 2. More Mexican standoffs than a Taco Bell toilet.
Wow. Wow.
That's all right. Also, they kind of had a Taco Bell toilet in there.
Yeah.
That place freaked me out. Do yes. not blow a toilet up and then have whatever's in it on my face. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, and he was complaining about rats. That seemed like a way more.
Yeah.
You're going to freak out about something.
Yeah. Great. By the way, great villain death, though. Got to give him that. Bullet to the head, slow-mo, out of the barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, flies backwards, and then those mines go off and throws his torso like 60 feet the other way. That was great. I really enjoyed that. It felt like a Crank movie, I'm telling you. All right, that's it for Ibbitt.
Nothing for Ibbitt. See,
no,
Ibbitt.
Go ahead, Ibbitt.
It's too long.
You're up.
Bad Boys 2. Hold on. Don't spoil anything. I'm almost finished.
Oh, that's perfect. Well done. Well, I have in my sweaty little hands one of these. These are the alternate titles for this film. Quote, is that your friend back there in the fountain then? Or get it? Steve Peter Stormare? Yeah. Okay. And right, then, quote, if the camera spins, take another drink. We have a phone call. These come to us at 801-471-0462. They come from you at home, and you should call that number and leave voicemails for Film Sack. And this one is being elusive. Why won't it come up? Okay, great. Hold on. Okay, there it is. This one is all about the Heather's story. Here you go. Right here.
Hi, Scott, Randy, and the Bryans. My name is Thomas, Trumpel in the Tadpool. You recently watched Heather's, and I have a silly story related to Heather's, and I'll try to keep it short. It must have been 1992, and I had just rented and watched Heather's. That night, I was playing Dune 2, the RTS game, and I was on the last map, but I was having trouble beating it. So I was going to try one last push, and I wanted to throw everything at the enemy base. And to leave that charge, I wanted the siege tank that was in the repair bay, since the siege tank was the most powerful vehicle in the game. And it was taking forever for it to finish repairing, but when it finally finished, and it said repair done, and it rolled out of the bay, I was so excited, I yelled out, "I love my dad getting siege tank!" Just as my dad walked by my door. He looked at me and kept walking. And we've never discussed it since. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that story, and I want to say thanks for a fun show. Bye.
I love That's my great. Gay dead siege tank.
Love that it was long, too. How appropriate.
Yeah. Good job. Mm. That was awesome.
That was great.
We love those calls. Please keep them coming.
This is a nice fish.
I agree. You can also email attachments and or emails to filmsack@gmail.com. We'll totally take those. I have no idea what our next film is.
Our next film is Angel Heart. Ooh. That's right. Woo-hoo. You're going to watch Angel Heart.
That's where one of the Cosby kids gets a shotgun in her hoo-ha, right?
Something like that.
Isn't that the deal? Come on.
Angel Heart.
Confirm
That's
it for
right.
me. Brian, come on. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
Angel Heart. Yes.
All right, Angel Heart. It is a Cosby kid, and it is, a 9.5
Lisa
Weeks
Bonet.
Man.
Yeah, it's Lisa Bonet. Yeah. So is anybody, or Mickey Rourke is who you're thinking of, yeah. Has anybody besides Scott seen this movie?
And no, me? I saw the trailer when we first brought up, and I said, I've never seen this before.
So long ago, I don't remember a thing, and Brian really loved it.
I love this movie, so yeah. Really? But we'll see if it holds up, because I haven't watched it in probably...
It'll hold up better than Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Following Angel Heart, we have a Stallone movie and then a Schwarzenegger movie. I'm not going to tell you which is which. Whoa. Not going to name the movies. I'm just saying we're back on the horse.
But it's not Expendables 3. We should make that clear.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's not both of them in the same
two movies are a Stallone movie, then a Schwarzenegger movie.
All right. I'd see a movie called A Stallone. I'd see that. That'd be all right. All right. Well, then tune in for that, everybody. Come on back now, you hear. Hope you're having a great first of the year. Hope you're having a great January. We'll be back with new episodes very, very soon. In the meantime, go to filmsack.com. That's the website. Find us on Twitter at FilmSack. Leave us reviews wherever podcasts are freely delivered. For me, for Brian, and for Scott. No, for Randy. I don't know how I screwed that up. We'll see you next time.
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you woosaw you? This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com. Realized the ending thing there is like a Michael Bay song.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. I was kind of surprised. I thought you were playing the music from the movie at first. I was like, oh, cool.
How did he get that?
Like, no, wait, that's our song.